Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
If you are living a comfortable life, it only means you are continuously staying inside a field of what you know already. So every time you are crossing that line, every time you are expanding that border, you are expanding that limit. For me, this means there is some growth. There is a new discovery. Because what you are doing is, you are bringing light into a space that before that time was a space of uncertainty. It's uncomfortable because you don't know the outcome.
If I have unbelievable big dreams and big goals, then I have to go through hard times. The hard times are a requisite for success. And so if you're going through hard times right now, it means that you're on the path to success. And it's not that you're on the wrong path. It's the feeling of being on the right path.
The biggest advice I could give you right now is just showing up. Show up. If you show up, there's a chance something could happen.
If you want to be great, if you want to get the recognition, if you want all of the things that you dream about, there is only one way to guarantee that you will have those things. Only one. And that is becoming so fucking good at what you do, no matter what it is you do, that it is undeniable that other people recognize how great you are.
It's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100%. And be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
I'm not gonna rest. I'm gonna keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just gonna keep going. I'm just gonna keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way.
Can't see the proper light if you have never indulged in the very, very deepest dark times.
The work needs doing. It's just like there's no way around it. It just has to be confronted. And I think it just comes down to that, is you just have to confront the work. And a lot of people put a lot of extra things between them and the work that they try and romanticize, they try and create superstitions around it, they have. But like at the end of the day, the work doesn't care who you are. It just cares that it gets done.
Stop thinking that you're gonna wake up on Monday morning and then have a perfect streak of perfect days where you do everything perfectly. You're not just gonna decide on some random Sunday evening that you're gonna wake up tomorrow and be a new person and do everything perfectly now, and it's gonna be a straight line to the top. The objective is improvement, which means being a little bit better today than you were yesterday. When you're in a position where you have all these bad habits and you haven't developed the character traits to be the person you want to be, is ridiculous. You can't just change your personality on a whim. You have to incrementally change it over time by changing your actions. Don't think of it as I'm going to be a new person. Think of it as I'm going to get a little bit better every single day for the rest of my life.
Expect big things. Think big. Think big. You can do it. You can do it. Why can't I do it? Take a little bit of piece at a time of daily goals, monthly goals. You can make it happen. It can happen. What's impossible in your life? Go after that. Have that. Go after what's impossible.
Let me tell you what comes on the road to success. If recently, at any point in the last 12 months, you've experienced doubt, if you have a lot of fear or anxiety on the road you're on, or if you've experienced those emotions recently about what you're doing, you feeling like an imposter, if you felt anything like rejection, like lots of rejection, you're on the road that I think you should be on, the right road, the road less traveled.
The moment you make a decision, the moment you say to yourself, this is the workout plan I'm doing, this is the diet, this is the business I'm starting, this is what I'm going to pursue, there is no turning back. You don't negotiate with yourself, you don't change the plan because it's not perfect for you anymore. You do what you said you were going to.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
To do.
Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're going to get a little belief.
Nobody cares. You know, at the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We got to do our job.
Never back down when your back's against the wall. It matters how many times you get back up, not how many times you fall. It's about your mentality. What's the point of dreaming a dream if you're not working to turn that dream into reality? So speak life into your life. Say, I am purpose. I am healed. I am free. I am me. I am my next level. I am greatness. Speak life into your life. Be your own motivation. You see, a legend is just an ordinary person with extraordinary determination. So find a way and make one. Because at the end, you just regret the chances you didn't take. So find the courage to take one. You ain't limited as you.
Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. Build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You've faced your demons in your mind. You were able to hear all your past traumas. You were able to listen to them. You're able to say, okay, now I can now talk to people about what I went through. I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that people nowadays, in their minds, kill them from moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself. We are humans. But then again, if you always think that we're humans, you will always just be a human and always make the same mistakes. Go through the archives, dig it up, study it, and then use it for yourself.
It's how you gained mastery. See, feeling confident is because that's what you feel after you've done it over and over and over again. But true confidence begins the moment you're willing to try.
We are taken apart slowly, convinced to take an easier path, enticed by comfort. Most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We are defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. It isn't that you wake up one day and decide, that's it, I'm going to be weak. No. It is a slow, incremental process. It chips away at our will. It chips away at our discipline.
when you invest in something and you hustle and you work for something, you got a different type of attachment to it. You're going to have a cold day in hell for somebody to try to take this from you. We live by this. We die by this. We don't surrender. We don't retreat.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you will be haunted by that at the age of 70, because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
You're suffering from self-doubt while others are intimidated by your full potential. If your past self could see where you're at today, think of how impressed they would be.
Imagine there are eternal verities: truth, beauty, justice, love, courage, fortitude, passion. Think of all those things as virtues. So virtue is what all virtues have in common. That's the relationship of God to the good. God is the essence of the good. Well, you may think, how would that manifest itself in your life? Well, that might be pursuit of the good. That's the pursuit of the good that unites all proximal good. Well, what is that exactly? Well, it's something like belief that it would be for the best that all things flourish to the degree that that's possible.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired.
I'm moving forward with my life because I deserve a better life. There's a you inside of you that you haven't even met yet. There's a life waiting for you that you haven't even experienced yet, because you're choosing to stay in a life that isn't meant for you no more. You have left your greatness. You have left your peace. You have left that fulfilled you that you know who you are. You have left that person on the shelf for far too long. And you've accepted something that's past its expiration date. But you got to make the decision right now. You got to make the choice to say, no more. I refuse to settle for less anymore.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, shh, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you.
You began with a dream, a vision of what you could be. You've gotten a measure of success, but now that success has become a trap because you're addicted to what you've been. But that's not your all that you're capable of. That's not all that you have to offer. That's not all that is within you. You've got to be willing to keep evolving, keep changing, keep developing. When they close out one door, you have to realize that a house is made of many doors. So open the next door and see what's behind it. And if you have to take down walls in order to expand your reach, your realm, your gifting, your talents, then do so. But keep evolving.
Turn your wounds into wisdom. You will be wounded many times in your life. You'll make mistakes. Some people will call them failures. But I have learned that failure is really God's way of saying, excuse me, you're moving in the wrong direction. It's just an experience.
It's your unlimited desires that are clouding your peace, your happiness. Every desire you have is an access where you will suffer.
Don't stop running towards your dream. It's very important. As you hold on to that dream, there are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times that are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. It's very important for you to know that. Don't say, I'm having a bad day. Say, I'm having a character building day.
Every man has two lives. And the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
People live their lives as a result of the story they believe about themselves. You live in a dominant culture that is designed to destroy your sense of self and your belief in yourself, and you have to learn ways in which you can begin to connect with this power that you have within yourself to handle where you are. The key is to be constantly in a perpetual process of discovering the truth of who you are and fighting constantly to look for ways in which you can escape the inner conversation.
Wherever you are right now, it's just temporary, young people. You ain't gonna get here without an effort. You just gotta try. I failed more times than anybody in here. I promise you I have.
You have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your employees. You're cheating your team. Whatever you're a part of, it's bigger than you, man.
What is faith? What is fear? See, faith and fear, they're both made up. No one knows the future. They're both your imagination, whether you have faith or fear. The only difference is, fear is imagination undirected. So it's like weeds. Fear grows automatically. Faith is you decide to trust. You keep moving forward, trusting life is happening for you, not to you. And if you keep going, it will open.
What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them.
Treat yourself like you're someone responsible for helping. And that doesn't mean be good to yourself. It doesn't mean be nice to yourself. It doesn't mean give yourself an easy life. That isn't actually what you do to people if you care for them. You actually present them with something like an optimal challenge. First of all, assume that you're worth taking care of and that it's your responsibility to do so, even if you don't like yourself very much. And lots of people don't, and they have their reasons. You have to abandon all that. Treat yourself like you're someone you're responsible for helping.
The problem that most of us have is we think that we're all alone. We think that we're the only ones going through all this stuff. I thought it. Your vision becomes very narrowed. And what happened to me was, all I did was I peeled back. I peeled back and I was able to get on top of a mountaintop in my head. And when you're high on that mountain, you have a great vantage point. And I was able to look down at the world. And all of us are jacked up. Some of us hide it better than others. But we're all jacked up. And once you realize that, you know, you gotta come out of your shell. You gotta accept who you are. You gotta accept the demons that life gave you. Whoever gave them to you, you gotta accept that. You gotta be able to look them in the mirror, look them in the eye, and say, okay, I'm gonna start fixing these things. But if you think that you're by yourself, the reality of your life becomes very, very horrible. And you're not. We are all jacked up. And once you realize that, man, it's like whatever. You don't even look at the crowd anymore. You look at your own race, you do your own race, you do your own thing, and you finally find out who you're supposed to be in this life.
Every visionary was initially called crazy before they were revered. The very nature of disrupting your industry and disrupting a very bored and exhausted and hate-filled world means there will be people who will throw rocks at you. Take the rocks your haters throw at you and build them into monuments of mastery that are a testimony to humanity.
They print money. They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back. Average people focus on money. The great focus on time.
And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day. And if I lived that way, then over time, you know, I'd have something that was beautiful. But that was my philosophy. It seems like a pretty simple one, but you know, if you live your life to just get better every single day, and do that for 20 years, I mean, what do you have?
See, when you begin to understand and acknowledge your fear, and you go forth anyhow, you go forth in a spirit and a knowing that there's a way that you can begin to handle this. There's a way out here somewhere. There's a solution. What it is that you're seeking, that you have the capacity to whatever comes up, to handle it, to face it. And rather than feeling powerless, you begin to feel powerful. But there are few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting to be cut. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it.
Most of us are only 1 to 10% away from greatness. But we think we're so far away from it that we never try. And once I started going down this journey, I started realizing that, and those percents started to add up. And before I knew it, my mind started hardening, and I started passing so many different people that I thought were so far above me. And then before I knew it, man, I became a common amongst the uncommon.
Don't ever again, from this day forward, when you're learning something that's valuable, when you're making a decision of something you're gonna do, when you set a goal, in that moment, you gotta do something that commits you to follow through later on. Because if you act on it while you're in state, and you commit to something, and you do something that commits you later on, you'll keep the momentum. Because if you keep changing, you'll find the way.
People want to know how to stop laziness. They want to know how to stop procrastination. They have an idea in their head, maybe even a vision. But they don't know where to start. So they ask and they say, where do I start? When is the best time to start? And I have a simple answer. Here and now. That's it. Where do you start? You start right here.
There are times where you need a reset. Bad things happen to good people. You really want to overcome something? You really want to become something? You're going to have to make some changes, and the biggest change that you can make is in your mindset.
So because life is short, I don't have time to focus on what's not. I've got to focus on what is and get up and go get it. So I need you to understand where you are. So we're not looking for perfect, but we are looking for opportunity, and we have it. So it's like, yo, say it, because I need you to understand what you have. And then I need you to appreciate what you have. And then I need you to go after everything that's got your name on it with no excuses. So it's like, yo, we have opportunity. Whatever you do, don't waste it. Don't cry about it. Get up and go make it happen.
Nelson Mandela has this quote. in life I don't lose, I only win or learn. I realize like so many people think like they've lost, but like if you just pull one piece of information that's good, whether it's a different perspective, extracting knowledge, a different way to go about life, a different way to not fall on your face, like that's winning. Like they have everything inside of them to do whatever they need to do. You know, over the 23 years of my life, I've realized that it's not this. It's not this physical body. Have you seen your mindset? Like, have you seen the way you operate? Like, have you seen the way that you react to situations, that you're pissed off in traffic, that you think the world is happening to you? Like, and to let people know that, like, the biggest and baddest people are handicapped and crippled by the limiting beliefs, the things that they tell themselves. And that's why I say the biggest disability is a bad mindset. It's not this body.
I went, I walked a mile. I said, maybe I can walk one more mile. Maybe I can walk another mile. When your mind knows it's not going to quit, and this is what I found out, this is my 40% rule. When your mind knows it's not going to quit, your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it. And that one day changed, that one 19 hours. It wasn't SEAL training, it wasn't Ranger School, it wasn't Delta Force, it wasn't any of that crap I went through. It was this 19 hours and 6 minutes that forever changed my life to know that we as human beings are capable of anything. And we don't need any special kind of parents or tools to get there. So I end you with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
If you can change the way you wake up in the morning, stop saying, I got to go to work. I got to work out. I got to get this weight off of me. I got to go and meet with the people at the school. I got to deal with my coworkers. Change one word in that sentence and everything about your life changes. I get to wake up in the morning. When you say I got to, you take all of your opportunities and all of your blessings and you wrap them up in stress by saying I got to. You take all the stress off of it when you say I get to.
You initiate action. You go. Here is the reality. That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it.
You'll get knocked down, but you won't be knocked out. You'll be able to get to your feet again, be on the ropes, but you have a fast recovery rate when you work on yourself. Reinterpreting our past, understanding and knowing that we can move from where we are, that we can begin to design the kind of life that empowers us, that gives us happiness, that enables us to be on top of who we are.
Quitting is the easiest thing that you can do in life. Because it doesn't take character, it doesn't take anything to quit. It takes a willingness to walk away. And the more you begin to quit, the more it begins to define your life. That's not for you. The defining thing or the defining moment of your life is when you decide to quit quitting. To never give up. To never give in. To never again allow yourself to feel so overwhelmed that quitting is your best option. You have to decide that I would rather fight than flight.
So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and reading all about it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen. Get after it. Here. And now.
I begin to build a reputation with myself. And within that, I began to govern my life. I drew boundary lines around me so that those who would talk me into quitting must go. There is no room for negative people in your space, in your hemisphere, and in your atmosphere, not for the levels that you're going to go to.
remove them, and improve you. And I promise, great things await you.
Every night when we go to sleep, right before bed, most of us set our alarm for the next morning. In other words, we're making a promise to ourselves that I'm going to wake up at a certain time. I don't hit the snooze button. I believe that one action helps me build a greater amount of confidence and reputation with myself, because immediately I kept the promise to myself. And now I stacked a W, a win instead of an L.
He said, I want what all other men want. He said, I guarantee you, when I line up and they line up, I want what all other men want. You want what all other men want. The same way you want the victory, they want the victory. I want what all other men want. He said, but when the pressure hits, when the opposition hits, when the challenge hits, when the pain creeps in, when the uncertainty creeps in, when the cuts, when the scars, when the bruises come, I want what all other men want. He said, but when the opposition and adversity shows up, I just want it a little bit more than they want it. And so that's how I conquer, and that's how nobody has ever beaten me yet.
Five easy steps, 10 steps to greatness, no, 8 steps to this. And those steps for success, they're infinite. They are infinite. Mm. You cannot count them. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. Those steps are constantly shifting. You don't know if they're there. Sometimes you have to trust that the next step is going to be there when you can't even see it. And sometimes when you step on that step, you go right into quicksand. But you got to be able to pull yourself back out of it again. So everybody's looking for these steps, and there are no steps. Those steps never, never end. And you just can't climb steps.
Once you stop giving it, once you stop showing up for them, once you decide not to be used no more, once you decide to choose you, you're gonna see how they really feel about you. You're gonna see who really loves you for you, because most people, once you choose you, their love disappears. Some of you had a job that only loved you for what you bring to the job. As soon as you ask for a raise, as soon as you ask for a day off, you're replaced. And the thing that I want to tell you, this is, so many of us, we hide our true selves from the world because we're so afraid to be judged. We're so afraid that people will walk out of their life. We're so afraid to lose this and lose that. I'm going to tell you something. I want you to hear me clear. When you don't be who you are, when you don't truly be yourself and who you are, you know what happens in your life? You attract the wrong things in your life.
To motivate actually means to provide a motive, a reason why. So to motivate someone is to explain to them why they're doing what they're doing, how it will help them, where it'll take them, why they should continue to work and to struggle and to fight. And when you need motivation yourself, don't look for someone to scream and yell. Don't look for someone else to give you motivation. Look at yourself. Look at yourself and remind yourself why you are doing what you are doing.
They ain't working for it, right? They ain't got nothing sacrificed into it. But when a cat work for something, like when a cat been sacrificed for something, well, you're gonna have a cold day in hell before you take it from them.
Like, we all know what the right thing is, but it's easy to adopt a take it easy mindset and then succumb to balance. But there's no one that I know that takes it easy or has balance and lives a lifestyle of freedom. There just simply isn't. Everyone that I know sets themselves up for higher expectations.
dark side is something that's in everybody, but it's a situation that you have to control the dark side. If it controls you, that's when things start to go real, real bad. That's when you have a tendency to go to the to what I call the other side. But if you harness the fuel that's from that dark side, whether it's anger, whether it's fear, and turn that into positive fuel, it'll help you really succeed at whatever you're trying to do.
Never forget the people that played a part in you getting in this position. Never forget what you're made out of. But on the road to success, on the road to accomplishment, on the road to evolving and development, if the game of break goes against you in life, the only favor I ask of you, because in life, people don't burn out, people don't quit, and people don't underachieve because of what they do. People burn out, people quit, and people underachieve because life makes them forget why they do it. And so the only favor I ask of you, if the game of break of life go against you, don't let up. Put on more steam.
Projecting yourself forward to see what are the consequences of failing, mm-hmm. what are the consequences of stopping, is about as powerful of a motivation strategy as I can think of. Because what you're doing is you're trying to optimize right now to stop the discomfort. But what you're going to pay for that in is shame and guilt and regret long term. So what you need to be able to do is bundle all of that up that is as yet unfelt, but will last for way, way, way longer. You know, the future is much longer than now. The future is going to extend out up until the day that you die. And the now is just for now. And even 130 hours is just 130 hours. And you get to look back, and do you look back with pride and glory? Or do you look back with shame and guilt?
The reason you need profound things is because life is actually a profound problem for everyone. I mean, you can shelter back and live a very conservative existence, and it doesn't stop you from having to face the ultimate questions of life. It would be better if you could, I think, if you could confront them full on. There are going to be times when you're in an emergency room and, you know, prone to panic and to cry and to break down and to collapse and to be of no use to anyone around you. And that's not the right way to be. The right way to be in a situation like that is to be strong and reliable. And I don't think you can do that without being wise.
At some point in life, we got to wake up and we got to say no more. We got to wake up and we got to say, man, this is it. We got to wake up and say, I'm going to make a change of difference. We can't just be online watching things, saying amen, you know, all the things and go back to the same things, y'all. It doesn't work like that. Hearing things is great, but you know what? Doing things and taking action, that's what's going to make change in your life. You need to start making some decisions. You ain't got to change everything, but you need to say, you know what? This is the one thing that I'm going to stop being loyal to, and this is the one thing I'm going to start being loyal to.
You've had enough disappointment. Sometimes your brain doesn't want to get disappointed, so it's a permanent problem. No problem is permanent. Only your soul is permanent. Nothing's forever. Everything changes. Everything eventually ends, and something new begins. That's part of life. Those are the seasons of life.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
You must make moves in life. You cannot remain the same. Who you've been and who you were is not sufficient for where you're going. You must change. The environment that you grew up in is not one that you're trapped in. Because no one else won, no one else made it, doesn't mean that you won't, doesn't mean that you can't. What it means is that it's time for you to get sick and tired of seeing the same old, get frustrated with what was, get excited about what can be. Your past is behind you, but it is a roadmap of what to do and what not to do. It was a lesson, teacher. It was something that trained you for where you are today, but where you are today is just a pit stop. Refuel, recharge, get over the trauma from the drama from your past. Use it as fuel to keep going. There are other laps in life that you must take. There are other people that you must pick up and provide passage safe for your family, because it begins with you. It only takes one person to start a new chain.
that you were born to do something great with your life, that you're enough, that you're special, that you're favored, that you're chosen, regardless of where you come from, regardless of what you've been carrying with you. But every day, some of us are killing ourselves with the shame we carry from something we've done, some humiliation, some fear. We put this gun to our head every day that tells us we're not enough. We're not strong enough, pretty enough, smart enough, favored enough, that we're doomed. And we carry these guns in our head every day that shame us, that take our confidence from us, that steal our joy. And there's a better way forward. You can put those things down in your life. You can decide today that you were born to do something great.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Keep working. Keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
In life, you don't have just one shot. You see, the only difference between you and anybody that has created the things that you want in life is that they just kept shooting over and over and over and over again until they got what they wanted. In life, you have an infinite number of shots.
Lots of hierarchies to attempt to climb, and if you fail in one, go try in another. But the point is, you're still trying to aim for the top, and what the hell are you going to do if you don't try to aim for the top? You know, flap about uselessly and whine about your life? It's not helpful. It'll just make you miserable. You're not reliable to anyone. You can't help out in a crisis. I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there and make something of yourself, for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. You know, and stand up for yourself like a respectable human being and be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight.
There are people who come in your life sometimes to be there for a season. They weren't meant to be there always. Sometimes we find ourselves hooked up with people that we think are there for a lifetime, but they were only supposed to be there for a season. There are people who come in your life like boosters for a rocket. If you ever watch a rocket go into space, the boosters fall off when it reaches a certain altitude. Some people are not equipped to handle the altitudes that you're going to. So don't be afraid when they fall off. They're not bad people. They just couldn't go where you're going.
The man who loves walking will walk further than the man who loves the destination. When you love the journey, the goals just happen. You hit milestones as a side effect. Because it doesn't matter. At that point, I don't care if I can lift this much weight or run this fast. I mean, that's cool, but I don't love it as much as I love the journey. I love the journey. What does the journey consist of? Sucking at something, failing, getting better, learning, start it over, do it again. When you fall in love with the journey, everything else takes care of itself.
He said, but imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the dreams, the ideas, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never went after that dream. You never acted on those ideas. You never used those talents. You never used those gifts. And there they are standing around your bed looking at you with large angry eyes, saying, we came to you and only you could have given us life, and now we must die with you forever. And the question is, if you died today, what dreams, what ideas, what talents, what books, what music, what leadership, what voice will die with you?
I know the excuses. So do you. Of course you do. Listen as you rattle them off one after the other. I'm too tired. I don't have time. I need a rest. I'll do it later. I'll work extra hard tomorrow. I worked hard yesterday. Make it happen. through force of will. Make it happen. Don't be weak.
I believe that the single most important skill is the ability to make effective decisions. Because everything comes from decision. You only get new results if you take new actions. You only take new actions if that decision comes first. In other words, decision is the father or mother of all action.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself with no applause, with no awards. Nobody fucking believes in you because you haven't done anything yet. That's the reality.
What if you live your whole life only to discover that it was wrong? That it was wrong. That you were chosen to do something else. And you didn't do it.
Meaning comes from working on something. It's that simple. I think a lot about, you know, the act of going for a hike. The purpose of going for a hike, ironically, is not to get to the top. It's to be on the trail. If you focus on the frickin' trail, whatever step you're on, and you keep reminding yourself, this is gonna lead me somewhere, that is where the meaning comes in your life.
If I were to cut my hand and watch it, my nature says, close up the wound. And I just have to watch it. And there's something, there's a healing stream that I am connected to that will allow that wound to heal. So my nature says, close up the wounds. Don't bond to them, don't hang on to them, close them up. And your nature also says, close up the wounds of your past. Close them up. And oftentimes we ignore our nature.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you can do, you've arrived. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
It comes from when you make a decision to be disciplined. When you make a decision to be better. When you make a decision to do more and to be more. Self-discipline comes when you decide that you're going to make a mark on the world. And if you think that you're not disciplined or you can't be disciplined, it's because you haven't yet decided to be disciplined. It's because you haven't created that discipline yet.
Beliefs create and beliefs destroy. Every belief you have either creates or destroys. And the problem is most of us are not conscious of the beliefs that we have. A belief is nothing but a feeling of absolute certainty about what something means. When you're absolutely certain about what something means, you have a belief. You might believe you're worthy or not worthy, but all you're really saying is, I feel certain about this. They literally change our life. We don't experience life. We experience the life we focus on.
It's not what happens that determines the major part of your future. It's not what happens. What happens, happens to us all. He said the key is what you do about it. It's not what happens, it's what you do about it.
Demonstrate that you like yourself. Demonstrate that you accept yourself. Because if you like yourself, you don't go out in the world and look for other people to like you, because you don't need it.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. Most of us don't like to do those things that come easy to us. You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it, and mastering myself, and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you.
Sharpen your sword. And by that, I mean your body, your mind, your spirit, and then go out there into the world and slay those dragons.
The distress that we carry with us about things that happen externally to us during our development, during our youth, during our moments of vulnerability, we have to be willing to let go of it so that we can grow through it. We have to be willing to let go so that we can become.
But a lot of us, what we do is we live our life on repeat. We spend time, right, living our life on repeat. We spend time in the same mess. We spend time in the same situation. We spend time in the same stress. And we spend our life like that. Right, we want change, we want to do better, we want all these things. But we're continuing to spend time on things that move us further away from it.
Evil does exist. And it's out there. It's a mob. It is a frenzy. It is pent up frustration and anger. It is jealousy, and it is envy, and it is resentment, and it is out there, and it is also in all of us. And it is up to all of us to fight it.
You can only have two things in life, reasons or results. Notice, reasons don't count. Folks will always point out reasons on why they're not living their dream, on why they're not manifesting their greatness. They will always be able to point those things out, but none of those things count. The only thing that counts are results. And results don't lie, ladies and gentlemen. They tell it all. Judge a tree by the fruit that it bears, not the ones that it might talk about, not the ones that it might wish for or think about or affirm about, but the fruit that it actually bears.
Because the truth is, and most people don't want to hear this, but it's the truth, ain't nothing gonna change until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Ain't nothing gonna change until you say, you know what, I'm not repeating this another day in my life. I'm not going to be the same person I was yesterday.
Life is not perfect. And it isn't going to be easy, but it is all you've got. So make it a good run. And make sure you enjoy the jam. And you do that by getting out there every day and getting after it.
I don't think that as a participant in life, you cannot be committed. You're either committed to mediocrity or you're committed to greatness. You're either committed to being productive or you're committed to being non-productive. You're committed to being happy or you're committed to being unhappy. See, whatever you're doing, however you spend your time, that tells you who you are.
I have to be willing to let go of the thing that wants to hold you prisoner. Most of us have stayed in the jail cell of a mental prison long beyond the years of our sentence. Because our thing is, we have only known pain. And we have feared the pleasure will never be something you can possess. But your fear must come in conflict with your faith. Your faith is that you can become more because you have deserved better. And that the thing that came against you is not greater than the thing that is inside of you.
Don't give up. Don't let the world get you down. When it does get you down, get up and write what you want out of your life and don't fucking stop. You know what I'm saying? You get up every fucking day, you look in the mirror and you tell that mirror, I'm a bad motherfucker.
Character. Character is more than just talk. Character is the makeup of who you really are. Character is not a term for an actor in a movie, nor it is a personality. Character is the core of what you are when no one's watching. Character is the honesty and the integrity that is ingrained in you. Character is the thing that would make you wake up in the middle of the night and write down this thought, this dream, this vision that God gave you. Character is the willingness to stay faithful and accountable when all else fails. Character is the thing that will keep you honest when it's easier to tell a lie. Character is the reason why you will keep going when others quit.
What you most want to be found will be found where you least want to look, essentially. And it's so interesting because it means that if you're willing to turn around and to stand up straight and face the darkness like fully, what you discover at the darkest part is the brightest light. And then that's something that's so much worth discovering, because there's going to be terrible darkness in your life and it's going to make you cynical and bitter, and it could easily be that you're just not looking at it enough, because if you looked at it enough and you didn't shy away and brought everything you had to bear on it, you'd find that there was more to you than there was to the horror.
Success goes to those who refuse to quit. Success is a game of attrition. It's hard. You're going to fail. You're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to do dumb things. And when that happens, most people just stop.
I want to tell you right now, man, when you're put together by God, like, there's no way you could ever be broken. As long as you have a heartbeat in your heart, there's no way you can ever be broken. As long as you got light, there's no way that you can ever be broken. I want you to understand that. Like, when God has put together, God has perfectly stitched you together. There's nothing that can make you broken, right? You might go through breakups. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's with a job. Maybe it's with a dream. Maybe it's with your past, right? You're going to go through those seasons of breakups. You're gonna go through your seasons of breakdowns. Let's be real. None of us are exempt from breaking down. We are gonna go through our life trials that break us down. But understand, just because you're broken down doesn't mean that you're truly broken.
And I'm saying to you, if you've had life snatched the rug out from under you, if you've lost your job, your business, your relationship, it's not over until you win. My prayer is, Lord, give me this if it's for my highest good. If not, give me its equivalent or something better. Did you hear what I just said? Lord, give this to me when I'm going through a situation, when I've had a major setback, when my life has been interrupted. I said, Lord, give this to me if it's for my highest good. If not, give me its equivalent.
I'm fighting. I'm always fighting. I'm struggling and I'm scrapping and I'm kicking and clawing at those weaknesses to change them, to stop them. Some days I win. Some days I don't. But each and every day, I get back up and I move forward with my fists clenched toward the battle, toward the struggle. And I fight with everything I've got to overcome those weaknesses and those shortfalls and those flaws. As I strive to be just a little bit better today than I was yesterday.
You see, talent is a gift, but character is a choice. Talent you can have, and it can fail you, but character will not. It's a choice. Honesty is a choice. Integrity is a choice. Devotion is a choice. But character will keep you there long after the talent fails. Because if you rely solely on your talents, what happens when you face someone who has a will that will match yours? You get knocked down, will you get up? See, that's a choice.
When something happens to us, rather than surrender, rather than give in to the naysayers, rather than say, I can't do it, what if all of us decided, keep moving. See, nothing works unless you work.
Life is the same. The enemy is not always clear in life. It can be hard to tell who's going to try and bring you down. Or what is going to bring you down. There's distractions. There are things out there that will do you harm that are so camouflaged you can't see them at all. There are deceitful people. There are accidents. Bad luck, and there's Murphy's Law, and there's times when it seems that the whole world is against you. The whole world is the enemy, and the same rules apply. Control what you can control. You train hard, learn, maintain the unmitigated daily discipline in all things.
No matter what comes against me, I'm going to keep going. No matter what tries to stop me, I'm going to keep being unstoppable. You have to make that decision and stay dedicated to that. Because when you have that, when you made up your mind that says, all right, coach, you don't have to play me. I'm still going hard. I'm going to still control what I can control. All right, boss, you ain't got to promote me. I'm still going to go hard. All right, teacher, you can treat me this way. I'm still showing up. Okay, friend and ex, you can talk about me all you want. I'm still gonna do what I do. When you got that mindset and your mind is made, can't nothing stop you. Nothing. What have you been given permission to?
Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What is that truth we must know? That you're greater than anything that life throws at you.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.